standing in the spot that will eventually become the parking lot for the city's new $93 million recreation complex. City officials broke ground on the long-awaited project today, tossing shovels full of dirt in the air. After 25 years of highlighting the need for a rec complex in the city, Cambridge City Manager David Calder is happy to see construction finally begin. As we look around this morning at an almost empty lot, let's take a moment to note that this space is full of opportunity. In fact, it will never be the same again, Calder said. Located in the city's southeast end, next to where the region one day plans to break ground on an east boundary road, he said the new rec complex couldn't be in a more desirable area. Having worked with the city since the 1990s, Calder has seen every iteration and design for the multiplex since the need for a recreation center was first introduced. He said several councils have committed to enhancing the city's recreation over the last two decades, and they have continuously stepped up to provide funding so projects like this are built for the benefit of the community. Cambridge Mayor Jan Liggett, who has been part of the rec complex's evolution almost since the beginning, said she was committed to getting it built during her term as mayor. The new facility will not only provide vital social and recreational infrastructure, she said, but will be a draw for economic growth and partnerships. We're showing that not only are we still in an industrial community, but we're also a community that looks forward to the sports activities and the sports tourism, she said. When companies are searching for where they want to build their next factory or where they will want to grow, amenities like a rec complex will act as a plus, Liggett added. The heads of a company she toured during an economic mission in Europe last November was recently in town and were given a tour of all the new facilities that have opened or are under construction in Cambridge, including the Preston Memorial Auditorium expansion. They came here and they were so excited and they were just raving about the community and what a great decision it was. Yeah, they're looking at doing another $20 million expansion here and that's because of what we have to offer, she said. Liggett said the rec complex is being built not only for the city's current residents, but in planning for future growth. This area here will eventually have more people than Preston, Hespler, she said. I can't think of a better use of property that is city-owned than preparing it for the future of the kids in our community. The new recreation complex will include a 10-lane, 25-meter swimming pool and warm water leisure pool, 3 FIBA-sized basketball courts, a running, walking track and fitness area, multi-purpose rooms, Cambridge Public Library branch, licensed food concession, park amenities. Next to the facility will be a new joint-use public and Catholic school, expected to break ground soon now that the school boards have found a builder for the $50 million school. Ward 7 City Councilor Scott Hamilton said he had a lot of convincing to do while running for a council seat as constituents of the ward were unsure of the possibility of the complex actually coming to their neighborhood. When I first started door knocking, I heard endless stories of the multiplex and the challenges of it coming together in Cambridge and doubt that such a unifying facility would ever be constructed, especially in this ward, said Hamilton. It's amazing to see the ground being cleared and shovels in the ground. All these different partners coming together with the school boards, the library, the city, and to recognize that there's going to be this incredible community hub. Councillors Sherry Roberts and Corey Kimpson are heading the accessibility committee for the facility and are adamant this will be a state-of-the-art facility and a benchmark for other municipalities. They have been working for months on creating a safe space for those with physical disabilities and neurological challenges. From the fully accessible washrooms to purpose-built sensory rooms, the two councillors said they are going above and beyond what is legislated to make sure the rec complex is adaptable for the future. Construction on the facility will begin immediately and a tentative opening date is set for fall 2026.